And now in the opening minutes of our practice of metta for benefactors and ourselves, let's take a bit of time to really establish our mindfulness and to begin that with a real deliberate taking of postures. Not that the postures are tight, but that they are deliberate and give us a feeling of support so that we feel resourced throughout the practice, through the unconditional support of the earth. So take some time to do this for yourself and really feel into it. And then as well, when you're ready, to connect with the breathing, that other source of support for many of us. See if you can also bring intentions for interest and goodwill. A friendly acceptance of whatever should unfold in the practice. And from your places of embodiment that feel nice and safe, engaging in the mindfulness practice, anchoring however feels appropriate for you, whether it's simple body sensations, breathing, body scan, hearing. What do you need in this moment? Training the mind to not be swept away unduly, coming back to here again and again. Bringing patience as an expression of metta to your practice and yourself. As we practice mindfulness, troubling emotions may show. The inner critic, the blaming, the shaming, the fear, the anger. Can we bring kindness to these experiences? And especially if we're really feeling all alone in it, me against the world. Perhaps pausing with the mindfulness, even if it's only for a few seconds, with a self-compassion break, mindfully acknowledging the troubling experience, remembering we all suffer in life, and soothing touch, soothing words. And then come back to your anchor. Or when we get to them, come back to the phrases. Bringing metta into the practice, moment to moment to moment. And so just a few words of instruction before we go into the metta part of our practice. So we'll be engaging with loving friendliness phrases for benefactors, for ourselves as well. And as we go through, you might care to use the phrases that are in your text, Boundless Heart, pages 32 to 36. Or you may care to use other phrases that you've been developing. And you may tweak the phrases, you know, phrases for yourself, but the phrases for the benefactor may be a little different. That's fine. When we go into with the benefactor in a moment, we'll take a bit of time to image them, to visualize them. And not all of us do this in a very steady way. We kind of flit in and out of it. Or some of us just sense into the being that we've chosen. And all of this is fine. It's just a matter of holding them in mind. And as we hold them in mind, a sense of appreciation of the generosity of their being. And when we come to ourselves, the generosity of our own being. We want to take our time with the phrases, as always. That's why I always offer space between the phrases, so that we can really feel into the meaning of the phrases. And as we go through, you may possibly have some emotional feelings of goodwill. Let yourself really acknowledge those. Also, too, acknowledge any other experiences that can show up, because this is all part of the process. We can feel all of the opposite of goodwill when we do this practice, and that points us to what goodwill is. So acknowledge that, pausing at any point with self-compassion breaks, as I've instructed. And then in terms of the benefactors, let them be easy. Easy, easy, easy ones. And they might be ones that are very personal to you. It could be an animal, a pet. Or it could be a being that's not actually personally known to you, but you sense the goodwill in this being. Or you may have, from a distance, benefited from them, such as from, you know, a Dharma teacher you've listened to on Dharma Seed. Even, too, you could engage with a benefactor that is for you a meaningful spiritual being or an archetype. Or even the earth, as I've pointed to. And so we'll be sensing the receiving of the generosity of the benefactors, and then ultimately offering our own generosity back to them in the phrases. And so taking this time to once again really connect with body and feel that resource. And the breath, if you're using that. And make yourself feel really nicely grounded all over again. And beginning to hold in mind a benefactor. Keep it easy. Sense your appreciation of what they may have done to you. It may be something quite complicated. It could be something just very simple. They offer you a smile. You're a neighbor in your building, They offer a smile. So holding this being in mind, feeling into your appreciation of their generosity towards you. And offering them phrases, and I'll just use the ones that are in your text, Boundless Heart. May you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness. Ease and kindness. And so, in the silence, practicing with these phrases, or ones of your choosing, as you sense into, with appreciation, this benefactor. Keeping the body nicely resourced. Savoring the meanings of the phrases. And take a few more moments with the phrases for the benefactor. If more than one benefactor has shown up, that's fine. Appreciating them all. Imagine now, if you will, that the benefactor, or one of them, is sending the phrases to you. Imagining they're sending the phrases to you, and if you can, connect with their voice along with their image. Perhaps have the benefactor use your name, if that's appropriate. May you be safe and well. Tag on your name. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness, offering the phrases to yourself from the benefactor, from their generous heart. Staying resourced, safe in the body. Keeping the attitude of metta alive for any troubling moments. And take a few moments to finish off those phrases from the benefactor to yourself. There's tears, let there be tears. Disbelief, let it be known and held with kindness. Gil Fronsdale reminds us, generosity is not limited to the giving of material things. We can be generous with our kindness and receptivity. Generosity can mean the simple giving of a smile or extending ourselves to really listen to a friend. Paradoxically, even being willing to receive the generosity of others can be a form of generosity. And this is what we've been doing, receiving the generosity of this benefactor. And if that's felt nourishing for you, you might carry on practicing in that way, or you might switch to offering the phrases directly to yourself as you are now, or perhaps yourself as a young child. Whatever feels beneficial. May I be safe and well. And again, you might use your name or you might tag on in the midst of things. Soothing touch, strongly supported in the body. May I be safe and well. May I be peaceful in the midst of things. May I live with ease and kindness in the midst of things. And carrying on in the silence with these phrases or ones of your choosing. Sense the meaning of the phrases. Notice any experiences of goodwill. Savor them. And take a few moments to finish off the phrases for ourselves. Bringing kindness and care to whatever our experiences are with this practice. It's all leading to more goodwill, even if it's not felt that way. Short little piece from Raymond Carver, late fragment. And did you get what you wanted from this life, even so? I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved. To feel myself beloved on the earth. To call myself beloved. To feel myself beloved on the earth. For each of us, for all beings.